Finally, we'd like to end today's program with a look ahead at tonight's matchup in the WNBA Finals. The Indiana Fever have a 2-1 lead over the Phoenix Mercury. If the Fever can pull off another win, they will bring that championship to Indianapolis for the first time in the history of the franchise. Here to tell us more is Tandalea Wilder. She heads She Got Game. It's a Miami-based radio production and PR company, and she closely follows the WNBA. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Before we talk about tonight's matchup, just can you talk a little bit about the woman we just heard from, Lisa Leslie? What impact do you think she's had on the game?
Well, Lisa Leslie has been the face of women's basketball, really. And it's really going to be hard to imagine the WNBA or women's basketball, really, without her. As you know, she's the league's all-time leading scorer and rebounder. She's been the league MVP 3 times. She owns the league record for Player of the Week awards with 14. And, you know, throw in the fact that she's won 4 Olympic gold medals as the centerpiece of the U.S. team for the past decade and a half. You know, Lisa Leslie's got game, and I'm sure even in retirement or transitioning, as she likes to say, she will continue to be a great ambassador for the sport.
Well, one thing we do know, she won't be getting any tattoos.
That's true.
She's kind of rough on the girls with the tattoos. I don't know about that. I don't know, like, what? What's going on with the tattoos? Kind of,
exactly.
She's had strong feelings about that. But okay, let's get to tonight's action. So has it been a well-played series so far?
Oh, my God. That's an understatement. This, Michelle, is the best series I've seen thus far in the WNBA. I mean, the level of play has been fantastic. Both teams are giving their all for the championship. And, you know, I've been following Donna Orender, the president of the WNBA, on Twitter. And she's so excited about this series. You know, she's just crazy with excitement. It's totally living up to the hype of 2 hot teams and not just in name only, the Fever and the Mercury. And during the last game, something like 18,000 people with their signs and the waving banners showed up to watch the last game, which they're saying now is the largest crowd ever for a WNBA final. And again, the quality of play has just been tremendous from the opening tip. The first night was an overtime battle that ended up breaking another record as the highest scoring game in the WNBA's history. So it's been a real thrill ride. I mean, these ladies really got game.
But, you know, it's been an interesting, the big sort of matchup is, of course, Diana Taurasi of the Mercury. She led the league in scoring during the regular season. But then Tamika Catchings of the Fever seemed to have shut her down in the last game. Taurasi made only 6 of 16 shots. So what's your best guess for tonight? What's going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, it's clear that Tamika Catchings is the darling, the sweetheart. So many people rooting for her, wanting her to get her first championship. In fact, Pat Summitt, Tennessee's coach, has brought down a contingent to root her on. And now Catchings and her Fever teammates are, you know, they're just a victory away from taking the franchise's first title. You know, the Mercury has great players, too. You know, pick your poison. Cappy Pondexter, Diana Taurasi. I think both of these teams really want it badly. But I don't know. I think the Fever may have the edge in terms of wanting to fulfill the historical thing.
Now, you pointed out that the crowds are coming out, at least for this series. How about the television ratings? Is the television audience there?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure. I do know that that's one area that Donna Orender really wants to improve, get the games on network television. Right now, as we know, the games are on ESPN2, and a lot of fans, they want to see more of the ladies in action. I think certainly there definitely have been record crowds at the games, and I think in terms of the future of the league, they're going to have even more of a presence on television in order for the league to do well.
All right, we'll see what happens. Tandalea Wilder had She Got Game. That's a Miami-based PR and radio production company. She joined us from Miami. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.